110. Killian. They'd dragged him down into the dungeons beneath Rufina's palace. The air stinking of moisture and rot and waste, and thrown him into one of the cells with the chains on his ankles and wrists still firmly in place. If they'd left him alone, he might have had a chance of extricating himself with the pick he'd hidden in the heel of his boot. But instead, the three soldiers remained, their eyes never moving from him despite the shrieks and cries of those locked in the surrounding cells. Even then, he might have gotten free, except all three of them were corrupted. Not that Killian didn't intend to try. He had to. He should have known that Lydia had given up too easily with the way she'd marched down the trail at Baird's side, never once looking back. Should have known that she'd risk herself to save him. It was who she was. And who she was Kataria Forlorn, which was impossible, and yet not. While King Derek Forlorn's body had been discovered in his rooms, drained of life by one of the corrupted, the bodies of his wife and daughter had never been found. The blood splatter found on the balcony suggesting the worst. And Killian's own father had searched for them for months, for years, never finding a whisper of a rumor that either survived. But they had. Or at least, Kataria had. On the far side of the world, hidden away in the heart of the Celandor Empire. Until chance or fate or some act of the gods had brought her back. Grinding his teeth, Killian again assessed his options for escape, but he'd not gotten himself into this expecting to have to extricate himself right away, or at all. But thanks to that traitor Agrippa, dying was not an option. Not with Malahai and Lydia both prisoners. Think. The moans of the other prisoners were abruptly drowned out by the sounds of running feet, and a second later, someone shouted, "Has Calorian escaped?"
"No."
One of the corrupted, a short man with a greasy mustache, answered.
"He hasn't moved since we tossed him in there."
"You're sure?"
"Of course I'm sure," the corrupted snapped. "Come see for yourself."
A soldier appeared in front of Killian's cell, peering in at him. But instead of relief filling his gaze, the man swore.
"Shit! It wasn't him."
"Wasn't him that did what?"
"Someone's taken the Rowanist girl. Her guards are dead. We're searching the palace, but..."
Killian's shoulders started to shake. And though he knew it was probably better to stay silent, no amount of control could contain the laughter that spilled from his lips. Especially as realization of who the culprits were dawned on their faces. All of them were staring at him. Then the mustache corrupted said,
"Someone needs to tell the queen."
Taking hold of the bars, Killian leaned against them and smiled.
"Which one of you lucky bastards will be the one to tell her that her own general just stole her prize out from under her very nose while all of you guarded the decoy?"
All of them gaped at him, their dismay palpable. Stepping back, Killian laughed, even as his focus turned entirely to Lydia. To what might happen if he didn't get to her soon.
"That's what I thought."